You're listening to Amud Lechazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masechas Brachos, Daf Chav Beis, Amud Beis. Actually, today's Amud is Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, but we're starting at the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis, second to last line, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu, so, okay, so yeah, we're in the sugya. There's going to be a lot of discussions we're going to have a lot of discussions in the Gemara. There's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim and the Poskim, what exactly everything means. So this is not a halacha lemaisa shir, but there are a lot of topics to at least open our mind. We'll touch up on a little bit of halacha lemaisa, but a lot of them are much more complicated sugyos lehalacha. So it's worth looking, if you have time to look along Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berura alongside at some point, maybe on Shabbos, just to put it lehalacha, but at least to make us aware of the concepts and to learn the Gemara. So we'll try to do that now. So the Gemara says, quotes a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Haya Omed B'Tfila Umayim Shoshesin Al Berachav. So if somebody was standing in Tfila and water poured on his knees, which means that he urinated in his Tfila, right? So, could be a person who was sick or who was a elderly person or anybody just didn't quite get to the bathroom on time. So he's in the middle of his tefillah. So what's the halacha? So posek ad sheyichlu hamayim. So he should stop until he finishes urinating. L'choser umispalel, and then afterwards he goes back and he can continue davening. So question. L'heichan choser, where does he go back to? Does he just... we'll see. Ruchas d'ruhumununa, so it's a machlokas. Chad amar choser l'rosh, one of the two, not sure which of the Amoraim says which, but one of the two says choser l'rosh, right? He interrupted, right? He had meir aglayim in the middle of his tefillah. You go back to the beginning. V'chad amar l'makom shapasak, no, he goes back to where he left off.
What does that mean, from the beginning? Beginning of davening?
Starts from Esrei, presumably. It starts from Esrei again. Right, because it seems like talk about tefillah. We're talking. It says mispalel. Usually, that's like the tefillah, and other parts of davening also are individual pieces. So his shemona esrei was interrupted. That's what he should go back to. So the question is: does he go back to the beginning, or does he go back to where he left off? So lema b'hakim iflagir. The Gemara suggests maybe the nekuda of this machlokas is the following point. Maybe they're arguing about the following: mar savar im shaha kedei ligmor es kula choser l'rosh umar savar l'makom shepasak. So maybe the machlokus is fundamentally, if somebody waited kedei ligmor eskula, if somebody waited the amount of time that it would take to finish saying Shema Esrei, that amount of time, that's how much they pause. So in that case, they're choser l'rosh. Umar savar l'makom shepasak, and someone says no, you go back to the place where he interrupted. So maybe they're arguing on this fundamental piece. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, "Hi, imsha, imlosha, imboyalei." No, if we're talking about whether if they disagree about this whole pausing the amount of time it takes, then it would have said that. It would have said, "Well, if he waits that amount of time, imshaha, if he waits this amount of time, imloshaha, or if he didn't wait." Meaning the halacha should have qualified that. If what we're talking about is well, they're really arguing on whether if he waits the amount of time, then he has to go back to the beginning, then it should have said that qualification, im shaha this, im lo shaha no. The fact that it didn't say that, that's probably not the thing that they're arguing about. Ella dekuli alma im shaha kedei ligmor es kula choser rosh. Rather, everybody holds. Everybody holds that if you wait the amount of time that it takes to finish it, you have to go back to the beginning. That there's a certain hefsik that's beyond repair if it's so long, or hefsik at least in time, not talking, but a hefsik in time. That if you pause long enough to finish the whole thing, and this is going to be it's related to the halachas also. Shema, Maseches Megillah, the Megillah itself that talks about this halacha. Maseches Megillah discusses this halacha in Kriyas Megillah. So everybody agrees about that. That's not what they're arguing about. So why does one say Choser L'Rosh and one say you can go back to where you left off? So Vahasam over here changes the girsa. Right, the Masorah Shachin's Vahacha. Here, in our case, what are they arguing about? B'delo shahal kemifli. They're not arguing about waiting. Demar savar gavra de chuya, who? The ain roi. ve'in tefila so tefila. Umar samar gavra chazyahu utefila so tefila. So they're arguing whether whether a person is a dehuya or a chazia. Chazia meaning either he's like not fitting or he's fitting. Meaning, did his tefila count as a tefila or not? Was he eligible to daven in the first place, or was he not eligible to daven? So Rashi says, "Gavra dehuya hu kishahiska lehispala." When he began davening, v'hayat sarich lenakav. And he needed to go to the bathroom. When he started off in this status, dahuihu. He's pushed off. He's like in this ineligible status. He's not supposed to daven. Hilkach, therefore, mashe hispalel eino tefila v'chozer rosh. What he davened, so what he davened doesn't count. And in that situation, that's when the mar savar that he goes back to the beginning. Continuing in Rashi, Umar Savar Gavra Chazia, and one master holds that the person is a fitting person. Afa Pisha and Yochel Hamtin Ache Yisayim Tfilaso, even though he was, and yet at the end of the day, clearly he was not able to wait until he finished his tefila, because right, he went in the middle. Tefila Ru'uyahi, it's still a fitting tefila, Mashis Palakodim Shishisa, what he davened before the water started to pour. So that's what they're arguing about. Is someone who had to go to the bathroom and then he davened and then he ended up actually going to the bathroom while he was davening. But is he considered dehuya or chazia? Do we say that that his tefillah totally didn't count because he shouldn't have davened in the first place in such a state? Therefore, he has to go back to the beginning because what he davened somewhere didn't count. Or do we say no? It's very unfortunate what happened in the middle, but what he did so far counts, and he goes back to where he left off. And that's the machlokas. Tana Rabbanan. And so related brisa. Hanitzrach l'nakavav, somebody who needs to go to the bathroom, al yispalel, he should not daven. You're not supposed to daven. You have to go daven. Vim yispalel, but and if he did daven, right? So he broke the shul. What happens? Tefila so toeva. His tefila is an abomination. Amar Rav Zvi.
Meaning you always have to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? It's not like.
So we'll give some parameters momentarily. I'm a Rav Zvid. Not always, right? Before you go on a trip, go to the bathroom. I can't. I don't have to. I already did. I just did. So the question is: we'll see the parameters momentarily. I'm a Rav Zvid. The same Rav Yehuda. Lo shanu ela she'inu yochel leishos. Ba'atzmo. We're only talking about somebody who is not able to wait and hold himself, right? Meaning, when we say has to go to the bathroom, he means it's someone who's not able to hold back. Avlam yachol yishos, but if he's able to wait, ba'atzmo tefila so tefila. His tefila counts as his tefila. That won't invalidate the tefila. Now we're gonna qualify and requalify and unqualify and disqualify. So. Hold on. The ad kama. So until when? Meaning, how long do you have to be able to hold it in? How in order? Meaning, if I can hold it in for another 5 minutes or 10 minutes or even 20, maybe I can hold it in until. I mean, obviously, you know, if you can't hold it in up until davening, meaning if I can't hold it in, I'm gonna go in the middle of davening. Obviously, we're not talking about that, right? If you can't hold it in for another 30 seconds, you should not be davening because you're obviously gonna go into the davening. But let's say you can hold it for 20 minutes, and Ma'ariv is 15 minutes. So is that good? So va'ad kama, how much do I have to be able to hold it in? Amar Rav Sheshes ad parsa. Rav Sheshes says up until a parsa. A parsa we mentioned is for a meal. The distance, the time it takes to about 2.5 to 3 miles, that distance, which I think it's brought down Allah, Mr. Burra, says that it's around 72 minutes. So,
walk it.
Well, I mean, you have to be able to hold it in for about 72 minutes. If you think that you're fine in that regard, like in 72 minutes from now I won't be exploding, then it's okay to go to the bathroom at that point.
What Terry says,
also, it's okay to go to the bathroom at that. But it's also, and the Rambam and doctors and scientists say that it's not good to hold in. I mean, it's also to really hold in to that too much.
Terry says it's also
right. About to shock you, but also it's unhealthy.
Okay. I guess if you already started in it, so like up until an extent.
So we'll see. Igu demasnilam amasnisa. So this teaching was in the name of Sheshes, this qualification or this Rav Zvid or Rav Yehuda. But there are those who actually learned this as actually in addition to the Brisa. This is a continuation of the Brisa. It wasn't just an Amoraic teaching. So when do we say this, that if he has to go to the bathroom, he cannot? It's a toev of a daven in such a situation. When he's not able to stand on himself, meaning he's not able to hold it. So now the Amoraic statement comes at the end, until a parsa. So there are two different ways that we learned that, two different traditions, but it's the same teaching. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Hanitzach Lenekavav, Hari Zeh Lo Yispalel, Mishum, right, so somebody who has to go to the bathroom, he should not daven, Mishum, Shinamar, because the Pasuk says, right, the pasuk in Amos, Hachon Lekras Elokecha Yisrael, prepare to greet your God. Right, meet your Maker. But I don't think he's saying that. But prepare to meet your God Israel. So he's telling them to prepare yourselves. How do you prepare yourselves for davening? So you should go to the bathroom, and it could be other hachanos also would be included in this. But primarily that we're talking about now, going to the bathroom. But Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonah's son, another teacher from the same Amora, b'shem the same Amora. But it sounds like we're quoting it only because of this Amora, but really, it's going to be related to our topic. So he says, guard your feet, kasher teilecha beis Elokim. Guard your feet when you walk to Hashem, to the house of Hashem. Shemor atzmacha. So what does it mean? Darshan said, shemor atzmacha. Guard yourself shelo techata, that you should not sin. Vim techata. And if you do sin, hava karban lefanai. You should bring a karban before me. Right, so that's how we, right, guard yourself and make sure that you bring a carbon for me. The pasuk continues, "V'karav lishmoa," be close to hearing. So Amarava, have a karav lishmoa divrei chacham. What does it mean, close to hearing? Make yourself close to hearing the words of the chachamim. Why? She'im chotim, because if they sin, mevi'im karban va'osim tshuva. They bring karban to tshuva. Misas haksilim zevach. So this is a continuation of the pasuk in Kohelet. So the pasuk starts out telling us, guard yourself when you go to the Beis Elokim, meaning that you should be careful not to sin, but if you do sin, bring a karban. And make yourself close to hearing the words of the Chachamim. And the misas ha'aksilim zevach, these fools bring a zevach. Ati kaksilim, do not be like the fools. Shechotim umevim karban ve'ein osim tshuva. That they sin, and then they bring a karban, but they don't do tshuva. They just bring the karban and don't do tshuva. Right? Yeshayahu spends basically his whole career talking about this concept of...
Who?
Yeshayahu? And Isaiah. Among many other Nevi'im, about bringing karbanos in a vain way, that thinking that you could just make up for everything by bringing karbanos. Yeah, stealing karbanos, bringing karbanos without sincere tshuva, it's a terrible thing. So don't be like these fools who do this. He enam yodim lasos ra. So this is the end of the pasuk in Kohelet, because they do not know how to do evil. They do not know to do evil. So that sounds pretty good, right? Someone says about me, you know, he doesn't even know how to be bad, right? He wouldn't know how to do a veder if I would show him. He wouldn't know. So ihachi tzadikim inu, aren't they tzadikim? No, ela ati. No, so what does it mean? Ela ati kixilim shechotim mevim karban ve'enam yodim im al tova him mevim im al hara. Don't be like the fools who sin. They bring a karban and they don't even know if they're bringing a karban for a good thing or a bad thing. Like, is this a chatas, or is this an ola? And the ola is it a nedava? Is this a karban toda? Is this an Hashem? I don't even know. So
Hashem knows that it was meant for this.
Well, look what Hashem says. Hey mevim amar Hashem. They don't know the difference between good and bad. They're bringing karbanos before me, so don't be like them. Rav Ashi v'shem Rav Chanina bar Papa. Rav Ashi and some say there's Rav Chanina bar Papa. Darshan this pasuk differently. Amar, he says, Shemor nikavecha b'shas atome b'tfila lefanai. Guard yourself, meaning guard your organs at the time that you stand before me in tefillah. This is how he interprets this pasuk. seemingly on the Shemor Nekavecha, Mebein Raglav, right? The Pasuk in Koelis begins, Shemor Raglecha, guard your feet. Feet are often a euphemism, right? Mei Raglayim, right? That's a euphemism for urine. We call it Mei Raglayim. And we see it a bunch of times, it being a euphemism, a feet, so, for legs, for what's between the legs. So he's saying, so that's the drasha, Shemor. Not just raglecha, but nikavecha, your innards that will produce. Meaning, make sure you check you go to the bathroom before you daven. Chana rabbanon and nechnas the beisa kisei. Somebody who enters a beisa kisei, somebody who enters a bathroom. So, we're talking about different style bathrooms than Baruch Hashem we're blessed to have nowadays. But they would have these outer bathrooms in like fields and they didn't, not only plumbing. Now we're not even talking about like really an outhouse, like a hole in the ground. There where it's kind of just it was like in an open field. Sometimes work with coverings or walls to block off. But there was actually soa excrement lying around.
A lot of porta potties
in these places. Not even porta potties. Yeah. I'm saying.
Because
porta potties they have the area covered up. It looked probably more like an animal space where like it wasn't
covered.
Not necessarily. It was off to the side. In the midbar, they would cover it up. They were commanded to have spades among their weaponry to cover up. But over here, they just had locations far away to go to the bathroom. As we read this, we're going to see how blessed we are to live in the generation that we do and to have the conveniences. I mean, we saw in Daf Ches, right, the discussion about there are five different things that are important but see it to find it at the right time. One of them is the bathroom, and Rashi discusses what it's like to have a bathroom in Bavel, like the brachos that we experience of having a bathroom right there to go to tefillah. Like it was not pashut for we'll see how they lived. Okay, turn around a nichlas leves like he say cholaitz tefilah. He should take off his tefillin berachok dalad amos when he's still four amos away, v'nichnas, and then he can enter. Right, so this tefillin shouldn't be exposed to the tzoa that is right out there in the open.
So he has to take them off. He can't go close to him four amos with his tefillin.
Well, at least wearing them. Yeah,
but in these days, once it didn't, because it was like closed off.
So
it's like
in these days, our bathrooms are very, very different. We're not going to get into all the details of it now. Covering is different. Still, you should try to treat your tefillin without much stress, especially because we're more sensitive about our tefillin nowadays because we wear them less often than they did back then. Back then, I mean, like what are you going to see here? People were wearing their tefillin all day,
and so you can't. Ours are more expensive. Then they used to have. Like
I don't know how much they paid back then.
They had like a cloth cover. They were since they were worn all day. They were made to be like bought. They're like ours from now. My baby said.
Oh yeah, yeah. So in a sense, we're more careful. But also just because we have them for such a limited time, so we're you know like there's certain shadows here that you would never think of like or rarely think of yourself of like I need to go to the bathroom while I'm wearing tefillin. Am I allowed to urinate while I'm wearing them? Like certain things that we would never even think about because we barely wear them for anything. We wear them just for Shacharis. Right. 38 if you take it off before Leno, right? It's different, but look, we'll try to understand, and obviously the halachas nowadays are going to be based on this, but this is not the halacha. It's a halacha sugya, but not as expressed by me tonight. Okay. So Amar Rav. So this only applies to a basic kisei kavua, a set basic kisei. Rashi says sheish botzoa v'chol batekisos shabagamara al pnei hasada heim below chafira. So again, he says that the basic kisei we're talking about in the Gemara is an open field and they weren't even dug up and covered up. But arai. Temporary shazem masel achshav lasos beis akisei. When we say kavua and arai, permanent and temporary, fixed and temporary here, we're talking about has been used before or not. So the beis akisei kavua, because there's going to be tsoa there when you get there, so then you have to take off your tefillin. Aval beis akisei arai choleitz v'nifne la'alter. You can go in all the way, take off your tefillin right before you go, because it hasn't been used yet. Ukishu yotzei, but then when you want to leave, marchik dal amos amanichen. But then you have to But don't put your Tefillin back on right there, because now that there's Tzohar there, so you should go 4 amas away and then place your Tefillin on Mipnei Sha'aso Beisa Kisei Kavua, because you turned it into Beisa Kisei Kavua. Mazel Tov. Ibai Luhu. They asked a Shaila. Mahu Sheiknes Adam B'Tefillin the Beisa Kisei Kavua V'Hashtin Mayit. Is a person allowed to enter a Beisa Kisei with his Tefillin to urinate? So Ravina Shari, Rav Ada Bar Masna Aser. So Ravina muttered it. Rav Ada Bar Masna Aser it. Asu Shailu L'Rava. That's the big gun. So what does Rava say? Amar Lui said to them, Aser, you're not allowed to. Why? Chayshinan Shema Yifne Behen. So he was concerned that maybe, right? So if he's going for Meir Glaim, so he might end up being Yifana, right? Gedolim, says Rashi. Gedolim, right? He might have excrement come out as well. And then that would definitely be a problem. V'amri lo shema yafiach bahen. And some say that he actually said, no, we're concerned maybe he'll pass gas while wearing tefillin. Right? If he's urinating, passing gas will be more a problem. That seems to be more offensive and tame than Meir Glaim, it just seems. Tanya, Idach, we learned another brisa. We learned another brisa. Nichnas the basin kisei kavua cholitz tefillah berachok daal amos nichlin bechalon. So he enters a basin kisei kavua. He takes off his tefillin 4 amos away, and he places them in the bechalon as some of the rabbim. So if some of them, I guess, were blocked off by walls, and there was a window that you like, or a little like hole in the wall, a little crevice in the wall that you could place it in, and it could be facing this towards the field or facing towards the rishus rabbim. So he says, do it inside towards the rishus harabim. Right, we're going to see what the problem is of it being close to the facing in that direction. But Nichnas, and he enters. And when he leaves, he distances himself 4 amos umanichin, and then he puts on his tefillin 4 amos away. That's what Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel Omrim. What note? You shouldn't do that. Don't take them off and put them in the wall facing the shazarim. Rather, ochzin, grab them biadov and nichnas. Put them in your hand and enter. Meaning, clearly, there's a difference between wearing your tefillin and your tefillin just being exposed. So you're covering it up. It could also depends how big and small the tefillin are. But he says that hold, you should hold them. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ochsin bigado v'nichnas. You should hold. Don't hold them in your hand. Hold them in your shirt, your clothing, and then enter. Bigado so gadaito. Do you think to say that he said you should hold it in your clothing? That's a problem. Zimnin mishtali lahu. Maybe he's going to forget about the vinufli and they'll fall, right? If you like hold them up in a flap of your shirt, you might drop them. Ela ema ochsan bebagado ubiyado v'nichnas. So no, rather it means wrap them up in your clothing and then hold them tightly there. Meaning it's not like you're holding them up in the flap, but you're holding them and just they're wrapped up in your clothing. And that's how Rabbi Akiva...
Like more complete covering.
Yeah. And another option, umanichin bechorin hasmuchin lebeis akisei, or you can place them in the holes facing the beis akisei. That's what Rabbi Akiva says also. Lo yinachin bechorin hasmuchin l'rishus harabim, but don't do it on towards the outside. Why not? Shema yitlu osam over a drachim. Maybe people who are passing by on the road will take them v'yavalidei chashad, and will lead to chashad, suspicion. So we mentioned this. We mentioned chashad. Daf Gimel, right? We're talking about entering a chorva, entering ruins, and there's a chashad of usually in terms of gilui arayos, concern that you'll be suspect of Gilui Arayos. So what type of chashad if over a drachim people pass by and take my tefillin? So ma'aseh b'talmid echa, there is one story, one unfortunate incident. Shaniach tefillav, ma'aseh b'talmid echa shaniach tefillav b'churin, he placed his tefillin in the wall, hasmuch l'rishus rabim, ubas zona. And a zona came, zona achas, v'natlasan, when she took them, she stole his tefillin. Ubas l'beis medrash, and she came to the beis medrash, v'amra, and she said, in the base measure, she clapped in the bimo. Ro manasan li ploni beschari. Look what ploni gave me as the schar. Right, like, wow. Sounds like Tamar, but obviously a very wicked woman. Right, so she comes in and says like, Hakir na, someone please recognize this is the person who gave me this as the schar. Kevin Shashama Oso Talmud. So when that Talmud, right, he saw his tefillin. So, I mean, he didn't have his name on his tefillin bag, but who did anyone notice who didn't wear tefillin by chakras today? So unfortunately, Shashama Oso Talmud kaf all of the rosh hagag. He went to the head top of the roof and nafal umes, but and he fell off and he died. So it sounds like he committed suicide because there's such such shame. Bosa Shah, so at that point, they said that's a big problem. Haskinu, so they were talking, say, hey, Ochzen Bevagdo, Ubiyajo Vinichnas. They said, no, no more of these putting this in, this in the hole to the wall thing. You should keep wrap them in your in your clothing and hold it in your hand and enter, but we cannot afford to have this problem again. I forgot, it doesn't mention about. Okay, well, who else? Turn around, we learned in the Braisa, Bereshona, Hayumanichim Tefillin Bechorin HaSemuchim LeBeis HaKisei. So originally they put in the holes in the wall facing the other way, facing the field, which is the Beis HaKisei. Uban Achbarin V'notel Nosan. So what happened? So mice came and took them, right? Because mice were more likely to be on the other side. Could be because it's more dirty, could be because less people are traveling by on that side, but the rodents were there taking them. So then they decide, okay, so let's do it on the outside. I mean, this is a brisa probably around the same time. Ubayin over Jerachim, what happened? Over Jerachim were passing by, Venotan Osan. So similar to, but notice this is the teaching of Biyadov and Nichlas without the Beged, so this is according to the Shita of Beis Hillel, probably. So we see that originally they said, try this side, try that side, no, on this side, there are, right, between a wall and a higher place, between mice and passers-by, so they said, rather take it in your hand and enter. So Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Beis Hillel regarding that. Amarav Ma'ashia Berei Derabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Halacha, the halacha is as follows: Golalan kamin sefer. You should roll them up like a sefer. They most of the sparm with scrolls. The ochsan biamino kineged libo. So what you do? You should wrap up your tefillin and hold them in your right hand, kineged your heart. Hold them to your heart. So if you say why? Right? So concerned that they won't fall, be holding your heart, shows respect to the tefillah, and also if it's on your heart, you'll be more mindful of it, that they won't fall. We want you to be mindful. The last thing we want is someone like not thinking about their tefillah and holding it and dropping it, which is a problem, obviously. Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi says, Amar of Nachman, Nachman says, "Ubilvat shelo tehei ritzua yotzeis mitachas yado tefach." As long as the ritzua, the strap, does not come out of his hand, a tefach. If it comes out of tefach, that's going to be a problem. So Rashi says something very interesting. He says, "Sheish ba kedusha shahari v'hen hu kosher nubekasher nirin ba'asiyaso kemin dalit al shem achas hamayosios shel shakai v'ashino soy bekosle hakitzitza." Right. So he's Hakitzona. So he says that there's like a kedusha to the ritzuos, not that they're just tashmishe kedusha, things that serve something that's considered something kedusha, right? We're going to get into discussion that halachos of tashmishe mitzvah, tashmishe kedusha. Certain things have a holier status if they have. Usually, it's based on ksav. If there's right a mezuzah has kedusha. If you look at the holiest things in the room, so I mean, like for sure the Sefer Torah, the ksav, the mezuzah, maybe the svarim as well. It's not exactly on klap, but it's things tefillin, things that have ksav. So he says the tefillin straps are not just something that serve it, but because those actually form letters, right? So there's a dalid, there's a dalid of Hashem's name on the shel rosh, right? Or some people have a double dalid, it's a square, but you have a dalid or two on your shel rosh. There's a yud on the shel yad. According to Chabad, you make a shin on your bicep with it. I think everybody makes a shin on their hand with it. So you're forming letters of Hashem's name with the tefillin strap. So it seems that it's a kedusha that you can't really be able to tefach of that, which I found very interesting. If I'm reading the Rashi correctly, we can do some chazar and just confirm. But it's a fascinating point about the kedusha of tefillin, not just the other piece of tefillin because they assist the tefillin in being tied to your body, but rather because they themselves form letters. Okay. Amar of Yaakov bar Acha, Amar of Zera, Voshanu el Sheish Shahos Beyom, Levavshan. We only say all this when there's no more time, when there's still more time in the day to wear them. Aval Ein Shahos Beyom Levavshan, Oselen Kamin Kis, Tefach, Umanichin. So what should you do? So you place the right. If the day is basically over, you're not going to wear tefillin anymore. It's nighttime, so you can't. You should make a little kiss, like a little pocket, a little pouch for them that has a tefach, and place them. Seemingly, seemingly on the ground. So Rabba Barahana, Amar Biyochlan, Biyom Golan Kimin Sefer. In the daytime, you're going to roll them up like a Sefer. Umanichin Biyado, and place them in your hand, Keneged Libo, opposite your heart. Ubalaila, when you take them off, what do you do with your tefillin for the night? Oselhan Kimin Kis, Tefach, Umanichan. You put them in a pouch that has a Tefach, and then you place them. So what's this Tefach business? Right? So Rashi says, Oselhan Kis Tefach, Techalalo Tefach, that it has in it airspace of a tefach, meaning above the tefillin in this pouch, there's a space of a tefach. D'chashiv hakli ohel lahasik beinam lakarka. So if there's a tefach space in the tefillin bag above the tefillin, so that tefach of space turns the tefillin bag into a mini ohel, and then it's its own space. So you don't say that it's, so if it's placed on the floor, a manichan, it's placed on the floor, it's not actually on the floor, it's in its own tefillin bag world, because there is a tefach above. And Rabbi is even more makele, he says, we only need that tefach, lo shanu ela beklishahu klayan, only when it's a kli that is their kli. Rashi explains that, right, Shuklayan, Kis Ha'osri Litzorkan, Deklayan Korav Lios Batel Etzla. That if it's a tefillin, if this little bag is a bag that was made for the tefillin, which our leather, I don't know if leather, felt, whatever it's made of, the felt, the tefillin bags that we use, like the smaller black one, not like the plastic out one, at least the smaller black one. So it's made for, right, that's it, right. So it, or some, okay, I said black, sometimes blue. So it's made for the purpose of that tefillin. So it becomes, but karov lios batel etzlam. So that becomes almost like one with the tefillin. In which case, Hilkach says Rashi, be'inan davar ha'nikar she'echotz b'fneim. You need that magic tefach to make it clear that it's a new space. Because if it's anything less than a tefach, then it, clearly the tefillin bag is going to be batel to the bag itself, just like the boxes would also probably be batel to the tefillin themselves, in a sense, to some degree. Rashi's like, karov lios, close to being batel etzlam. However, back to the Gemara of the kli she'inon klayon, but if it's a kli that's, you happen to make a tefillin, but it wasn't made dafka for it, afil pachas mitefach, even that would be fine, you could put it on the ground. Amar marzutra v'yisem ravashi, teda shahari pachim kitanim, atzilin ba'ohel ha'meis. He backs this up. It's, I think it's a chumrah when it comes to, oholos and those halachos, but the pachim kitanim, or maybe it's not, pachim kitanim can save something in an ohel from a mace, so he's just supporting this from a sugya and all this. V'amar Rabba Bar Chana, ki hava azlina basar to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Chana says, when we followed Rabbi Yochanan, ki hava boy lemeo lebiyas akisa, he had to go to the bathroom, we were following on the road, ki hava nakit safar da agarata, he had sifre agarata in his hands, hava yahiv yotlan, he would give them to us before he would go to the bathroom. Ki hava nakit tefillin, lo hava yahiv lan. But regarding the tefillin, we want to take the tefillin from Jew, he's a Rebbe, you're going to the bathroom, we'll hold your sifre agarata, let us hold your tefillin for you too. Amar, he didn't want to give it to us. Amar Holy, he said, since the Rabbanim permitted me to take it, Nanatran, let me be protected by it. Rashi says, Yishmarenu achnisem yamiv yishmarenu yamin amazikin. So I have my tefillin, the Rabbanim already permitted, I have a hector to go in with my tefillin, so let me hold my tefillin so that they protect me from the mazikin. Amar Rava, ki hava razinu basarit Rabbi Nachman, same situation, ki hava nakit sifar dagarata yahav lan, ki hava nakit tefillin, lo yavin lan, amar wine. He said, ho avashirin Rabbanan, Nanatran. He said, because he wants to be protected from the mazikin that were in the bathroom. So we just, again, to count our brachos, that, you know, there was a concern of mazikin and all kinds of damages and all kinds of insects and creatures, that it was a scary experience to go to the bathroom. They would, and it's hard, and you have to go far out. And Baruch Hashem, we're so blessed to have tefillin bags and to have tefillin cases and the bathrooms that we have and plumbing, and to count our brachos looking back at what they experienced.